Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
The idea is to give you some context, maybe a few talking points, so you're ready for those conversations about what they're learning.
Global news, science, history.
Yeah.
It's all in there. Okay, so let's unpack the first one.
We're starting in Argentina. Big political shifts happening. President Javier Milei's party, La Libertad Avanza, they managed to secure a plurality in Congress.
Right, which gives him more political capital to push through those, well, pretty radical austerity measures he's been talking about.
Yeah, he was elected back in December 2023, largely on that promise, you know, tackling huge inflation and public debt.
And the sources show he's made a dent there, right? Inflation has dropped significantly. What was it, from 220% down to like 32%?
That's right. Huge drop. But it's come from massive spending cuts. And that's the other side of the coin.
The social cost.
Exactly. That's the real tension. Those cuts has meant serious salary reductions for some, benefit losses, and just a higher cost of living generally. It's tough.
Kind of that classic economic shock therapy approach. Paying now for stability later, maybe?
That's the argument. And it's worth mentioning the U.S. also provided a $40 billion bailout package to help manage the debt and shore up the peso.
So a good discussion point here could be around leadership, right? Like, what does strong leadership look like when the decisions are really unpopular?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay, shifting gears now. From global economics to, well, ecology. Something kind of surprising happening in the Amazon rainforest. Butterfly discoloration.
Yeah, it sounds strange, but ecologists have noticed these usually vibrant tropical butterflies are, well, losing their color, their sheen. Mm-hmm. And the hypothesis is deforestation.
Yeah, deforestation causing butterflies to fade.
Well, researchers look specifically near Brazil's eucalyptus plantations, which aren't native, remember?
Oh.
And they identified 52 butterfly species that seem to be trending towards duller colors compared to relatives in untouched forest areas.
So the most colorful ones are hit hardest.
Seems like it. They often rely on specific native plants that disappear with deforestation, plus they become more visible to predators. It's a kind of warning sign for broader ecological diversity loss.
That's sobering. But I read there was a sliver of hope, something mm-hmm. about regrowth.
Yes, that's the interesting part. Butterflies seen in areas that were deforested but have started to regrow, they're showing signs of enriched color again.
So the environment can bounce back, potentially.
It suggests it can, which leads to a nice discussion point. What's a place in nature that's important to you gets them thinking personally?
Good one. Okay, next up, the quote of the day. This one's from Edward R. Murrow.
Ah, the famous broadcast journalist. Everyone is a prisoner of his own experiences. No one can eliminate prejudices, just recognize them. Powerful words.
Absolutely. Murrow, of course, known for his incredible WWII reporting for CBS, bringing the war home to Americans.
And also for standing up to Senator Joseph McCarthy's anti-communist stuff in the 50s, using his show, See It Now, championing a free press.
That quote feels incredibly relevant today, doesn't it? With all the information flying around, Murrow is basically saying, look, your background shapes how you see things. You can't erase that bias, but you can be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Critical thinking 101, really.
So the discussion idea is right there.
Yeah.
How do our own experiences, our prejudices, as Murrow puts it, influence how we take in news and information?
A really important conversation to have.
Okay, moving on to something maybe a bit more future-focused. Scouting America, they're adding some new high-tech merit badges.
Yeah, this is interesting. They're rolling out badges for artificial intelligence, AI, and cybersecurity.
Trying to keep up with the times.
Exactly. It's about equipping their members, about a million young people, with skills for, you know, future careers, but also just for being responsible digital citizens.
Makes sense. So what do they have to do for the AI badge, for instance?
Well, they need to study AI's effects, look into things like deepfakes, which is super important now, understanding manipulated media, and complete a project.
And cybersecurity.
That one's about learning tools to stay safe online, stay secure, and it introduces them to a huge job sector that actually needs more people. Lots of unfilled positions there.
So the prompt here is pretty straightforward. What's a new skill or topic you think young people today really need to learn more about beyond the traditional stuff?
Good question for them. Now, something that affects almost everyone twice a year, daylight saving time.
Ugh, the fallback. That extra hour of sleep is nice, but...
But the earlier darkness, doctors are warning it brings some health risks. They use the term dysynchrony.
Dysynchrony.
It basically just means our internal body clocks, our circadian rhythms, get out of whack with the actual clock time. They lag behind when we suddenly shift the clock.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that, well, clinical. And it has real risks.
Apparently, yes. That lag can slightly increase the risk of things like stroke. It can definitely make anxiety and depression worse for some people, losing that afternoon sun.
And driving too, right? More accidents.
Yeah, that's a known issue, which is why doctors often recommend trying to adjust your sleep schedule gradually before the time change happens, if you can.
Good advice. So a practical discussion point connects right to their lives. How do changes in your schedule like DST or even just a busy week affect your mood or energy?
Yeah.
And what helps you adjust?
Relatable, for sure.
Okay, finally, a really great story about perseverance. Kansei Matsuzawa, the University of Hawaii kicker.
Ah, the Tokyo Toe. Yes, great story. Became a campus hero, right? Kicked the winning 38-yard field goal against Stanford in the opener.
And the backstory is amazing. He was a soccer player in Japan.
Yeah, high school soccer. American football isn't really a big thing there. He basically taught himself how to kick field goals by watching YouTube videos.
No way. Whose videos?
Jason Myers, the Seattle Seahawks kicker. Matsuzawa just watched his uploads.
That's incredible.
And the journey continued. He failed a college entrance exam in Japan. His parents sent him to the U.S. He decided to try football, walked onto the team at Hawaii.
And eventually earned a scholarship. He talks about honoring his family's sacrifices.
He does. And now he's got big goals. Play 10 years in the NFL, win a Super Bowl. He's putting it out there.
Love it. The takeaway seems clear. What's a time you really set your mind on learning something new? How did you do it?
Perfect question. Determination, self-teaching. Lots to talk about there.
So that's a quick run through of the sources students are engaging with today. Lots of different topics.
Yeah, from global politics to butterflies to digital skills. Hopefully these little summaries and questions give you a good starting point for some deeper conversations.
Bridge that gap between what they're learning and their own lives.
Exactly. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.